wood? It's 5 stone, right?
No, it's
not. Oh, what?
So, no, it's okay, it's okay.
No,
it's
okay. I don't want to get, they'll fire me. Gotta be careful. Job market is very poor today. Okay, ready? This will work today. Let's just quickly review that braisa. I agree. Tinoi kishlo igiyas manoli rois. Ruaso pam rishoina dayashaita, shniya dayashaita, shlisha sereka cholanosh. So we said, yes, we have a problem there, because when the Mishnah said by any of these ladies, the first time you get a freebie, dayashaita. The second time you become a regular lady, as the Mishnah said, by memo dayashaita, bri rishoina. Here she got two as dayashaita. So when Mazbiyas etzarah, she goes, since she's loigiyas manaliro, she's completely out of the ballpark, she's bechal too young, she has to establish herself as a, what's the Rashi's word, huzuka, to be a roya. To be mazik herself, to be a roya, you need a certain amount of riyas. So this Bryce is going according to Rebbe. Rabbi Shpirma Magamli holds you need three to make a chazok, as a general machloigas. Rebbe holds you need two. This Bryce is Rebbe. So the first two are dayashaita, because the first two is what takes her to make her into the class of roya altogether. And as Rashi explains, the one that gives you the chazaka, you don't yet get misles. So the first two establish her as a roya. So dayashaita, dayashaita. And the third one already, then she's a regular woman. Now, what happens next? The next case was, after that, was Ovru alei ha'shola shoynes, ruaso, 90 days, dayashait. Oid ovru alei ha'shola shoynes, ruaso, dayashait. Oid ovru alei ha'shola shoynes, ruaso, erika chol anosh. Now what happened? She established health, she got started. Then she hits a 90. We're going according to Rebbe Lezer, that any woman, not just a skeino, hits a 90, kicks back to dayashait, she becomes a skeino. Okay, then it happens again. Vaita dayashait. Why? Because another 90. Then another 90 is mesless. Why another 90? Because now we know it wasn't siluk dom, the 90. Now we know she has a vespa 90. Or 91, whatever. Let's not get into that again. Now, the question is, you needed three 90 periods to establish that chazoka. That's Reb Shimon Gamliel. We just said it's Rebbe. You should only need two. You should only need two aflogis. This is the case, if you can see it. And it's, you had one 90 span, another 90 span, then another 90 span. This one is mesless. Because we need three 90s to establish her as a vest of 90, as opposed to siluk domin, right? Why do you need three of them? We're going in Rebbe. So we said yesterday, since she's so young, she's a loyigias mana, when she hits a 90, she's choseris lekadmusa. It's like she's a back where she started again. She has to reestablish that chazoka. So she needs two riyas portion to get back on the map. Do you want to say this Riyah, after the second 90, should already be Mesles? It can't be, because she gets two Dayashaitas. She needs two Riyahs to be Ma. She's Choseres Lekad Musa after that 90. So now she's a back again, Lohigiyas Manaliros. Lohigiyas Manaliros needs two Riyahs of Dayashaita just to establish herself again as a royal. So that Riyah and that Riyah have to be Dayashaita. Now you have the third one, then already you have two 90s. That tells us the 90 wasn't the Siluk Domim. It was just a Kriya's vest.
But what do you need two? I mean, you need two to establish. We said you need two to establish. That's the first two.
No, because once, that's the Chiddush of this Braisa. That this 90,
yeah,
since she was a Loigiyas Manu Lirois, she's Choseres Lekad Musa.
You have to say that. You have two, forget about that. You have two 90s, right?
Here.
Two 90s.
Right.
Now she's a Roeh, right?
No.
And then the
because after this 90, she starts again. So you need two Riyas now. This one and this one, just to make her a Roya. Those two are Dayashaitas. Then she starts again. Now, that's one way to learn the Braisa. That is the way the Gemara will learn the Braisa. But there's another alternative. Forget about Choseres Lekad Musa. Let's say we don't say Choseres Lekad. Well, let's look at this. Let's say that's the Gemara Shaila now. Let's see. Omamar Ovru Alei Sholosh Oynes Dayishait Hoda Kochazya Ba'Oynos Mai. Here's the case. She established herself. She had a Mesles. Then she had a 90. Then instead of another 90, she had a 30, a regular span. What's the din over there? Okay, so let's see now. The way we are setting it up, this one has to be Dayashaita. Because once she gets a 90, she's Choseres L'Kadmusa. So you need two Dayashaitas. It doesn't matter if it's 30 or it's 90. Okay? Why did you tell me 90 as opposed to 30? It's a big Achidish, because 90 and 90, I would think, sets up a vest of 90 and is not a Sila. Good. So you might have another possibility. After 30, it'll be Mesles. Forget it. There is no Choseres L'Kadmusa. Like you said, there is no Choseres L'Kadmusa. She had 90. Okay, so on that 90, she becomes a skena, so it's Dayashaita. The next 3 years, back to Mesles. Because there is no Choseres L'Kadmusa. We don't say that. But if there's no Choseres L'Kadmusa, then we have a problem in the ratio. Then why do you need three spans? So I'll tell you the ratio is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. A very strange side. Enoch Hanami, according to Rebbe, 290s would have been enough to do the trick. But the ratio is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, what we said yesterday, that when a Higiyah Zman Liros hits a 90, she's Choseres L'Kadmusa, and that's the start again. The Gemara is now clearing that. Let's see it. Sorry. I told you it's hard. Look how long it took Rashi to explain it. Oh, my mar, over the shoulder, I shy to Hodo Kochazia Boinois. Meaning that second one, she had 190, then she didn't go another 90, then she saw a normal re of 30. My, what's the din? Again, do I say Choseres L'Kadmusa? So then, no matter what this second span is, it's going to be Dayashaita. Because she needs two just to get started, to reset up, because I say Choseres L'Kadmusa. And that's why I need in the Dereisha 3. Or no, I don't say Choseres L'Kadmusa. The 90 made her a skena. The next Riyah is 30, so she's Mesles. So how come in Dereisha I need 390s? It's Reb Shimon Gamliel Taka. It's a very strange tzad. Tosfos doesn't like it. Why in the world would the Gemara entertain a tzad that the Reisha is Rebbe and the Sefer is Reb Shimon Gamliel? A very strange tzad. Then the Gemara right away goes back the other way, the way we said. Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav. Pam Rishoina Ushniya Dayashaita. Meaning, Pam Rishoina after the 90, Ushniya, even though it's after 30, Dayashaita. Shlishis Metama Mesles Umepkido Lebekido. Meaning, what we said yesterday is correct. She's Choseres L'Kadmusa. Olohigia Zmana Liros, if she has a 90, is back where she started. She's got to have two Riyas just to set herself up. So I don't care if it's 90 to second span or 30 to second span, it's going to be Dayashaita. And the whole, right. That's why in the ratio I need three spans, because the first two are eaten up in the Huzuka Liras. Why did the Braisa tell me 90 and 90? He could have told me 90 and 30. Because you have the Chiddush of 90 and 90. 90 and 90, I would have thought, since his Rebbe sets up a vest of 90, and it's not Siluk, the Chiddush not. Okay. Now the Gemara goes to the next step. V'yoyd ovrole gimel oinois v'rosa dayashaita. Now, let's go to that a second. Now we're saying she saw 90, she saw 90. In the Braisa, the third time she saw 90. What if the third time she saw 30? Now, what's the Shiloh over here? Like this. We said here that this last time, she's going to be Mesles. Because it sets it up now. Now we know what's going on over here. But let's say it was this, 90, 90, and 30. Right? So what'll be the din over there? So let's see. The way we said it should also be the same thing, because it's Choseres L'Kadmusa. These two set her up as a Roya again. And this is Dayashaita. I don't need a vest now, because she had two Riyas. But what is a new tzad, the Gemara says? Maybe that second 90 makes another Choseres L'Kadmusa. Since she's Nochal Slozgiyas Manaros, she hits a second 90. That kicks her back to Choseres L'Kadmusa. She needs two to get started. So even this one will be Dayashaita. Well, no, that far I don't go. 190 is Choseres L'Kadmusa. 290s, you don't say Choseres L'Kadmusa again. And this will also be Mesles. Again, why did the Braisa pick 90, 90, 90 to tell me Mesles? It could have told me 90, 90, and 30 Mesles. Tell me Zotrashi Achidish, because I would have thought that anything after a 90 goes back to Dayashaita, the Braisa told me that. Hode Kochazi Bo'oinois Mai. The next time around, she was a Eloi Giyazmana. She got set up. Then she had a 90 and a 90. That's Dayashaita. The Braisa said if she has a third 90, she's Mesles. What if the third span was 30? 90, 90, and 30. Do I say, good, she was Choseres L'Kadmusa. but you have two spans of 90, that's two riyas of Dayashaita. The next one is Meslez, just like the Brisa says. Or no, that second 90 also was Choseres Lekad Musa. And now, I don't have anything to show me that it's a Ves, because it's a 30. So even the fourth one, is going to be Dayashaita. Zokten, Omer Av Kahana, Omer Av Gidl, Omer Rav. Pamri Shoyna Dayashaita. Pamri Shoyna here means the first one in question. The first time after the second 90. Shniya Metama Mesla'ez. I don't say Choseres Lekad Musa on the second 90. Umepkido lepekido. The kids are, now we know, the Bryce at the end is the way we said it. Yes, there's no big problem. No, she was a Lohigiyas Man Aliris. Her first re is Dayashaita. Her second re is Dayashaita. Why? Because she's below the age, she needs a chazok of seeing. The Bryce is Rebbe. The chazok is set up in two times. The one that sets up the chazok doesn't yet give you mesles. So the first re is Dayashaita, the second re is Dayashaita. After that, she's a regular lady. Now, she proceeds in her history, she's still below age. She hits a 90 spin. And the Bryce is going also according to Blazer. We'll see in a minute how that figures out. So that 90 kicks her into being a Zkenah. So the first Riyah after the 90 makes her Choseres Lekad Musa. Since she's so young, it not only makes her Zkenah, it makes her Choseres Lekad Musa, who has to reestablish herself as a Riyah. So the next two, so she needs two Riyahs of Dayashait to push it. After the first 90 and after the second 90. So even though it's a Rebbe and two 90 should tell you that's a real vest, he can't do that because she needs two Riyahs to tell me that she's a Roya altogether. Then the third 90, that already tells me that the 90, old 90 was a mistake, it's just a vest of 90, and she goes to Mesles. But I don't say, you know, it's after the second 90, so why don't I say I need two more Riyas to get her started? That I don't say. The second 90 doesn't make Choseres Lekad Musa. The first, that's the basic rules of the Braisa. She needs, and Lo Higiyas Manalios needs a Chazok before we can start anything. She has to have a chazok of Riyah before we can make Mesles. Again, the Brisa happens to be Rebbe, so two makes the chazok. Fine. If she hits a 90, we happen to be Rebbe Lezer. That makes her a skeno. Since she's Lohigiyah Liros, it not only makes her a skeno, it makes her back to Lohigiyah Liros. So she has to reestablish the chazok. Okay, then she needs two more. If there are two more 90s, then okay, we know it's a vest. And even if the truth is, even if it's, right, even if it's a 30, it'll be the same thing. It doesn't matter. Okay, now, that was the hard part. Okay, now we have a strange thing in this Brisa. Who is this Brisa? So let's again review for the sixth time. Could you 60 have who is this Brisa? Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Velt Machloikis, a Chazoka 2 or Chazoka 3. So let's go to Reisha. Tinoikish Logias Manaliros, Rosa Pamri Shoina Dayashaita, Shnia Dayashaita, Shlishis, Hareka Cholanosha. You see, it took two to set her up. So the Brisa is Rebbe. The next part of Brisa is also Rebbe at the end of the day. Because it takes 390 spans to get to Mesles. But there was a Choseres Lekad Musa. So it's really only 290 spans. So Vait, it's Rebbe. Okay, the Brisa is Rebbe. Not the end of the world. Mani Rebbe he, the Omer betrays him, they have a Chazok. So the owner of this, I'm not the owner, wait, the author of this Brisa is Rebbe. Okay, let's look at the Sefer. The very end of the Brisa. Let's go back to the very end of the Brisa. The last piece said, Ukshigi is Manalirois. Right? So she's not a young girl anymore. She's a regular girl. Pamri Shoina Dayashaita. Shnia Thomas says, that's a regular woman. Ovrola Shola Shoines. Viruasa Dayashaita. So that's a regular lady who sees, and she hits a 90. She goes to act the Dayashaita. That's a Belezer. That's only Rebbe Lezer. We in the Mishnah hold she has to be a skena. She has to be a skena and then miss 90. Rebbe Lezer holds any woman that misses 90. So the Gemara says this Brisa is Rebbe Lezer. It's not Rebbe. What's going on? Who is the author of this Brisa? From the Reisha and the Mitzias, if you want to call it, it's clearly Rebbe. Rebbe that holds two establishes a chazoka. The Sefer is clearly this extreme sheet of Rebbe Lezer that any isha that hits a 90 becomes a skena without being old. Amos Sefer, Ovru Oleo Gimel Oinois, Viru Aso Dayashaita, Aso and Rebbe Lezer. So the first two pieces of the Brisa is Rebbe. The end of the Brisa is clearly Rebbe Lezer. The truth is, even in the second case, you see it Rebbe Lezer. Because it's a 90 on a young girl and you're kicking her back. Okay, now. So the Gemara has a problem. Is the Braisa Rebbe? Is the Braisa Beleza? That's an interesting thing here, because there's no stira here. One is Rebbe, and how much time you need to make a chazok. One is a Beleza and Hilchus Skein. So I'll tell you simple. It's Rebbe. Rebbe holds like Beleza, like Abbe Eskena. Not the end of the world. But that can't be. Because that we learned yesterday, that Rebbe once paskined like Rebbe Elezer and realized he made a mistake. We had it yesterday. So Rebbe doesn't hold like Rebbe Elezer. So that's not possible. The Gemara did remember what it said yesterday. Unlike the rest of us, correct. It's a good thing that you have the Rashi's to remind you to go back there.
Maybe it's it was before.
Okay. No, okay. Good. Next. Okay. Now. So I have the Reisha Rebbe and the Sefer Eblezer. V'chi Tamer Rebbe he. The author of the Brice is really Rebbe. But be'oinois legabi, this din of skena, that any woman becomes a skena on a span of 90, you don't need an age. Sova like Eblezer. What's the end of the world? Rebbe al tachvi Eblezer. So I can't do anything. Umi sova lo volach hashen iskar ko omar. We had yesterday gan some ice. Oh, the paskin Rebbe Elezer. Ooh, and then he remembered Yochev Rav gan some ice shasatchak. He obviously doesn't hold like a Elezer. He admitted he made a mistake. So that's out. Zog di Gemara. I'll go the other way. What's the big deal? I'll make the Braisa Rebbe Elezer, and I'll say that Rebbe Elezer holds like Rebbe in Hilchus Chazaka. Make the Braisa the other way. It can't be Rebbe, that's true. Because Rebbe doesn't hold like Rebbe Elezer and Skena. But let's say the author of Bryce is Rebbe Elezer. And what does Rebbe Elezer hold in Chazok? Because he holds like Rebbe. That could be Rebbe. Elo Rebbe Elezer he, who bevestes sova loki Rebbe. Enochanan. This Bryce is Rebbe Elezer, who has an extreme shita in Hilchus Skena. It so happens that the Elezer holds like Rebbe in Hilchus Chazok. So that's the Bryce. Okay. Now we come to an interesting thing here. Kesem Shebein Rishoina Ushniya. This lady over here, girl, whatever you call her, she's, what is she? She's a Tinoikish Legias Manaliris, right? Now, let's so what's the din of a Kesem that a young girl finds? She has no Ksomen. That we learned also. I got it wasn't here that day, but it is on the page here. Shelohigias Manaliris, Ain Lo Kesem. There's no Ksomen Manaligias Manaliris. Amos Aigiyas Manaliers, Meshigiyah Me'anur, Afaktano. Sire, Shonam, I can say this again to Rashi. Show you to the Duch then, but whatever. Lozachisi to be here that day. So, Aloyagiyas Manaliros doesn't have Ksomim, period. We don't worry about it. Now, what are we talking about over here? It's interesting, Asik over here. You have Aloyagiyas Manaliros, right? We say Aloyagiyas Manaliros, she has to establish a chazok before we take her too seriously. Right? That's why the first re is Dayashaita. And the second re is Dayashaita. The second one establishes her. Meaning the second, I mean Rebbe, let's go in Rebbe. It's a very important Gemara because the whole discussion now goes according to Rebbe. We don't all like Rebbe, it's a problem here. But let's leave that for a second. They're talking according to Rebbe, the same shot. The Braisa, that's a problem. Okay. So now let's go slow. What's her status between the first Riyah and the second Riyah? She's still a Lohigias Manaliris. That's what we're saying. It takes two, not to tango, but to establish the Chazoka that she's a Gialiris. So between Riyah number one and Riyah number two, she's a Lohigias Manaliris. So what will be if she finds a Kesem between Riyah number one and Riyah number two? Avadit's Torah. That's the Brice before. Okay? Now, here you have an interesting thing. She had her second Riyah. It's Dayashite. Now, she's established herself. She's in the club. She made it, right? But the one that establishes her doesn't yet give her the dinim. That one still is Dayashaita. It needs the next one to kick in the halachas of Mesles, the heavy dinim. What if she finds a kesem between the second and the third? Interesting question. On one hand, in Lomdis, she's Igiyas Manaliro. She's full-fledged. On the other hand, practically, she hasn't had any halachas yet. Do we hit her with a kesem then or not? Again, this machloikis is only Aliba the Rebbe, because according to us, it would be between two and three would be the Shia, which they all say you can transpose this lahalocha between two and three, and it is so transposed and brought in the Rambam. But it is odd that you have two Amayroim arguing according to Rebbe, who we don't hold like. And it's even worse than that, because if Yochanan himself doesn't hold like Rebbe, but okay, that's not our problem right now. It was my problem yesterday. But anyway. What? 1 and 2. No. 2 and 3, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm saying the first one. The first one, that's an automatic zero between 1 and 2. According to us, that would be between 2 and 3. Everything moves over one step. L'didan. Okay, let me get. Kesem shebein rishaynu shniya. Tor, avada. Because till the second rear, she's a legiya zman aliros. And that's a braisa. Legiya zman aliros. Ot nishki ksom. Shebein shniya ushlishis. What do you do with shniya ushlishis? Chizkiya omatome. Why not? She's a giyas man aliros. After 2, she established herself as a giyas man aliros. She hasn't had the dinim yet, but she's a full-fledged seer. Rabbi Yechonon Oma Tohor. Chizki Oma Tomei. Why? Kevin the Elu, he puts an interesting way. Kevin the Elu Chazio Metamo. If she would now see, it would be a full seeing. Would a dinim as less? It kiss Manami Tomei. She made the big leagues. Rabbi Yechonon Oma Nein Tohor. Kevin the Lischazko Bedam. Now you have to be careful. It doesn't mean lo ischaske bedam. She was ischaske bedam. She wasn't ischaske in the dinim yet. Let's see the bottom Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Oma came lo ischaske bedam kloimar. When Rashi says kloimar vasmeitos, it doesn't say exactly what it means. Can't say lo ischaske bedam. It was ischaske bedam. She had 2 times when Rabbi calls manchelo no hagnu bo adai in toiris mulzekis bedamim. We haven't practically dealt with her as a mosaic of the Dovim. She hasn't had a rias mesles. Fine, you got the machlokes. Very good. According to Rabbi Yochanan, once you're in the club, you have ksamim. I'm sorry, according to Chizkiya. Because, as he puts it, if she would see, it would be a real seeing mesles. So she has a kesem. Same thing, she's a kesem. Rabbi Yochanan says, till your mamish practically hit her with a mesles, we don't bother with ksamim. In fact, then we have a very interesting question. Maskiflo Rebbe Loi. It's one of these questions, we don't understand the question. What? No, no, thank you. Well, we don't exactly understand the question, it's the truth. It's like, and it's sort of like the answer is obvious, but Rishonim ask that. But Maskiflo Rebbe Loi. We're asking on Chizkiya. We're asking on, yeah, Chizkiya. Chizkiya says that any woman, basically, what he's saying is, even though she's be'etzem, not yet, but if she would get a riyah, it would be tamei full. If she gets a kesem, we treat her like a kesem. That's basically his idea. V'chima bein zu lebesulo shedomeo tohoirim. Okay, the Gemara left out a lot of words here. We're going to have later towards the end of the we have actually tomorrow, nirmaz, v'adam psulim. After the first bia, there's a certain amount of time where we're metaher any dam that comes, because we always say it's dam psulim. It's still from the mak. Depends on her age, how much time we give her. If she's lower gears manaros, she gets till the makah heals, which basically means it could go on forever. As long as she keeps seeing dam after every bia, we keep assuming that it didn't heal if she's very young. If he gives manalir, she never saw, she gets 4 days, 4 nights. If she's a regular woman like today, they already saw before they got married, she gets the Laila Harishoina. Whatever it is, she gets a certain amount of time that we say, even if she sees dam, she's tired. Why? It's dam psulim. Now, a lady in that matzav, does she have ksomim or not? We're going to get what she doesn't. Take it on faith. If she finds the kesem, it's tohor. Now, so here's our kasha here. Well, of course it's Torah. She's Torah in God. So if she sees dam, she's Torah. If she tries to kiss him, she's Torah. But there's one, Zigmo will say tomorrow, that in this lady, there's one type of riyah that will be metameh. Say, stazay. Again, you have to understand that by the Gemara's times, they could differentiate dam from dam. Colors, by us, the whole thing doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Our spectrum of red goes from there to there. We know nothing. The Gemara had it down, mamish to an exact science with the shades. The Gemara says like this. If she sees dam, she gets 4 nights, gets married Wednesday night, right? She has bismotzer Shabbos. Anything she sees bismotzer Shabbos, we say it's tov, I say dam psulim. But if the dam is a different color than the dam of the psulim, then we say right, it's not dam psulim. They could tell. That's a standard riyah, we're going to be matai. But if you'll see what they call Mishana Mari of the dam, we'll be matame here, because that's not dam psulim. Says the Gemara. Oh, but 1 sec. What if she finds a kesem in those 4 days? of that different color? It's still okay. It's still all right. It's still all right. That's the din. Now you have a kasha. This isha, were she to see a riya now of the shinimara dikadam, she would be tomei. According to Chizkiya's reasoning, any woman that if she'd see a riya would be tomei. If she gets a kesef, should be tomei. Here you see not that way. This psula, this girl just got married for those 4 days lamazogin. If she would see a riyah b'shinim mare, would be tmeya. Yet, if she gets a kesem, it's tahira. It is a counterexample to your rule. Now, there's obviously a wide difference over there, which is actually the kind of shinim is. We're not saying what the kash is. Of course, there's an answer over there. We're not saying by the psula, we are being toila. What'll be, let me say, Aisha. But Ksomen were very makel. And Ksomen, whatever we can do, we say it came from the moon. I mean, she walked by the butcher store. Lomas like Aisha walks by the butcher store. She finds a kesem. It's tahiris. Mishnah later. Abba Shuk Shal Tabochim. It's a different story because they can't get into the underwear. But I'm all the Gemara's time didn't have that kind of setup. It could theoretically come from the outside. So we say the dam came from Shuk Shal Tabochim. Even though we all know it's about a 1 in 17,000 chance it came from the Shuk Shal Tabochim. But we say that in Ksomen. So now let's get kash. Chizki says any woman who would have a riya is tmeya. What's about this lady? If this lady walking in the butcher store has a riya, she's tmeya. Of course she's tmeya. Yet if she gets a kesem, she's tahira. That's a kasha. That's ridiculous. She's tmeya with a kesem. Just this kesem we're about to hang it up on. That's all. And in a kesem, anything we can say, it came from somewhere else. We say it because we don't know for sure. Kesem, the basic idea of kesem is we don't know for sure it came from her. Since she didn't feel it, we don't know for sure. Whatever that means. Alpidin, it's like, so that's the answer over here too. She is Torah here. Why? Because we have something to hang it up on. On the Dam Sulam, it could theoretically be the Dam Sulam. It looks different. It's Kesem, so that's what make them. Omalei Reb Zeira, Zu Sirfa Motsu, Zu ain't Sirfa Motsu. Sirfa means like we had Sorof, something dripping. Meaning she, the Psula, not the Psula, the Kala, I'm gonna call her. The Kala has Sirfa Motsu. She has something there that's around. There's Dam Toya floating around. There's a lot of Dam Sula floating around. It is no worse than Shuk Shal Tabuch. It's not the same color. Okay, some that's how we go. Because it's always going to be a sex fake. We don't know for sure it came from her. And even if it did, maybe it didn't. Okay. Mashenki, Zu and Sirfa Motsu. This girl who just saw twice, there's nothing else to hang it up on. What should we hang it up on? There's no satire here. Okay. We grab a paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, as we shall soon see. Oh. No, Rabbi Yochanan didn't buy that. Rabbi Yochanan held till we actually enact in her din mesles that the reader she has no ksom. She's still looking fine. Omar Ul Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yitzadok Tinoikish Legezman Aliros Viruas Pam Rishoinu Shni. She saw twice. That's the status we're dealing with. She's a Muzekis Lirois, but she hasn't yet had Alochas mesles. Reika Umedrosa Bishuk Tohar. It's right, that's not an easy business. What in the world does that mean? Roika. You find her roika in the shuk, and we don't know if she saw or not. She's after two. We don't know if she in either now or not. Roika is tor. Okay, good morning. Anybody's roika is tor. That's why Tumish Saram, what's going on over here? It means like this. We're talking by Abbas Amoritz. The Gemara was goyzer on Sinura de Amoritz. Roik of an Amoritz, the Gemara will learn the fourth parik here, they made it an avatumah. But not this girl. She has Roika Toha. Because she's so young, we assume, we don't assume she saw. We don't assume any problems over here. Umedrosa Bishuk Toha. Now again, why does it say Bishuk? It has nothing to do with Shuk. This points out, because generally speaking, if you'll find a roke in the house, you'll know if she's a need or not. You'll find out in your home. It's your daughter or your wife. You'll know what's going past your daughter to my kid here. In the shuk could be that you don't know. Okay. Medrosa tohor. What's made medrosa tohor? It's a sofik. She sat on something. That's a sofik. The right is sofik to Mishram tohor. What's the chiddush? It brings the rush. There's a Mishnah in Tyrus. And there's another Mishnah that if Aisha sits down on your thing, whatever, on your medrash over there, or somebody sits here in a rowboat, she sits down next to you over there. So if you know that she was eating truma, you see her eating truma, so you know she's tired, you got nothing to be worried about. If you don't know, you got to ask. As I stayed the Mishnah Tyrus, she sits down next to you, you have to ask her. You have to start the question, but you can find out, you're Tameya, you're not Tameya. Such a girl, you don't even have to ask. Such a young girl, you don't have to ask. Okay, that's Unz Nitnogeya. That's what he said. Now he said another word. Kismo nami tohor. Okay, that's our shaila. That is the machlokes Chizki Rabbi Yochanan. She's after two, before three. She gets a keset. Chizki said tome. Rabbi Yochanan said tohor. Now Rabbi Yochanan is saying over from Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, tohor. Now, yeah, this is an interesting memory. What happened over there? He said, roiko umidrosu b'shuk tohor, kamo, kismo nami tohor. So the Gemara wants to know now, v'lo yedane, im didei, im dirabei. Those last three words, kismo nami tor, was that Rabbi Yochanan himself adding on to his Rebbe's remark? Or that's all the quote from the Rebbe? In other words, do we also have Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok now agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan? Lamainaf kimina, exactly that. Because if Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok is agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, then we have reason to pasken like him, because then it's 2-1 against Chizkiya. If it's Rabbi Yochanan himself talking, we're back where we started. It's v'chol Chizkiya mit Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, then Rabbi Shimon Yotzadok holds like Rabbi Yochanan. He does 2-1, and that's the reason to pasken like him. L'mainaf kemina, l'mehevi dvorok shel echod b'mokim shnayim. If it's a quote from Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, Chizkiya is tomei on Omer Aleph, is now echod b'mokim shnayim. Because it's Rabbi Yochanan who said Tor, and Rabbi Shimon Yotzadok who said Tor. A historical question with halachic ramifications. Good. Kiyosa Ravin, v'chol nechusa yamo, when Ravin came with the sea travelers, omrua ki Reb Shimon ben Yotzadok. Is Reb Shimon Yotzadok like a holds that way? It's taka Reb Shimon ben Yotzadok and Reb Yochanan against Chizkiya. We taka paskin that way. That's how the Ram paskins. Okay. Next. Omer b'chilki, it's downhill from here on. Omer b'chilki batuvit. Okay, now an interesting question. We said, let's go in Rebbe, we'll stay in the world of Rebbe. She has to have two Rias. Two Rias establishes, and then the third one we hit it with Mesles. What's called two separate Rias? Obviously, if she sees Dam on Sunday morning, and then it stops, and she sees Dam on Wednesday morning, okay, that's two Rias, obviously. What if it's a flow, a constant flow? I mean, theoretically, you have a flow, I'll stop the clock. If the 3 minutes, I'll call it one Riyah. If the 6 minutes, I'll call it two Riyahs. And if the 9 minutes, I'll call it three Riyahs. You can do that also if you want. Zog de Gemara. Afilu shofas. Shofas means it's flowing. Kol Zion. It's going straight the whole seven. Well, something was the same possibility, basically. But Eino Ela Riyah Achas. Since it didn't stop, it's a constant flow of dam, that's called one Riyah. So she could be seeing for 7 days Nochanant, and she's still only counted as one Riyah. Okay. Frank, what do you mean? I feel shofaz. Even shofaz. It's because it's shofaz. If it stopped, it would be two Riyahs. Strange way of putting it. I feel a shofaz. Veloma boya posekis. That's what it sounds like. Even shofaz is one riyah. Certainly posekis. That's ridiculous. Adirabba posekis avilokishtei riyahs. Posekis is two. You want to tell me a chiddush that shofaz is one? That I hear. So I'm going to have to change the words. Elatinoike shalagia zmana liras. Vishofaz kol zayin. Ain elariachas. Okay, that's it. Forget that feel. That's what he said. She had a long riyah. She saw for 7 days, but since it didn't stop, it all counts as one. That's only riyah number one. Okay. Fine. Omer Simi Bachia, Midalefes. What's it mit Midalefes? Midalefes means, again, the extreme case, the simple case of two riyahs is one on Sunday morning at 9 and one on Wednesday morning at 9. It's two riyahs. Here is Midalefes. It's coming. Midalefes means dripping. Tif, tif. It's not a constant flow like a river. Tif, tif. What's its din over there? Is that, we see each tif as one, mailing it in too quickly? Well, no, that's called one flow, one ri until it stops. I lost the place. So one second. Omrav simi barchia, midalefes eino kiroya. Okay, that's a strange statement. What do you mean? She does not like she saw, she see. Vokachazia. Eimo eino kishoifaz, elo kiposekis. Eino chenami. Tif, tif is separate riyas. Craig the Gemara, now you're really making trouble. You're telling me that tif, tif is posekis, separate riyas. So when you said shofaz before, you really meant shofaz. A non-stop flow for 7 days. That's impossible. She's not going to live through it. Michlal de shofaz ki nahora. When you said shofars, you went flowing like a river, nonstop for 7 days. So Dr. Rashi, it's impossible. You can't live. That can't be the case. No such case like that. Elaimu was switching it around. Eina elo kishofars. That's what he meant to say. Midalefes. Meaning tif is like shofar. You're never going to have shofar. No one's going to be shofar for 7 days. Midalefes is like shofar, meaning a rear, which is the normal way a rear comes, I would assume. Tif, don't come like a faucet. Tif, that's cool. One rear. Two rears means it was tif drip, and then it stopped. Then it started an hour later, 2 hours later, whatever it was, a day later. Okay. Tana Rabbonim. Chazoko. Benois Yisroel, Ad Shelo Agil appear on the same idea before they're of age. Hare Hein Becheskas Taira. Now, what do we mean Becheskas Taira? As opposed, we'll see that he gives one's Becheskas Tuma. Now, we don't mean to say that every girl that reaches age 12 Becheskas Tuma. That's ridiculous. Every woman's Becheskas Taira. We mean here she's Becheskas complete Taira. Becheskas she didn't see. Bechalal, there's nothing to worry about. Lafuke what? The Mishnah, Marshal. The Mishnah says here, the next Mishnah is going to tell us that you need bedikis. You need bedikis. A girl under Zman Aliyah doesn't even need bedikis. There's nothing to worry about. She's not in the class of seeing. We don't have to worry about anything. There's nothing to be bedikis. There's no problem with tyrus. She can do whatever she wants. We have no reason to assume anything. The Mishnah says that there's a takon in the morning, in the afternoon, against the zak to protect the tyrus. That doesn't apply to lo igiyas man aliras. But mishigul apirkon, once they reach neurim, harei hein becheskas tuma. Again, doesn't mean becheskas tuma. Means becheskas roya, and you need bedikas. Rashi points out, klom becheskas domim mitzuyim bohem. They're in the parish of having dam. Maybe they'll have the Mishnah's takons. V'noshim boitkis oison. Again. We're talking here, a girl just a gila pirkon, so she's 12, she just came, she doesn't know what she's doing, so the women would take care of it. They would be boitkes, also. Because they had to protect, we're not talking about being married, we're talking about tyrus over here, they had to protect against the tyrus. I guess till they trained them how to do it, they had to do it for them, it's boitkes, also. So to give Rabbi Yehuda, you got to be careful. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't boitkes, also, biyad. They don't make a bedika like a woman would make on herself. You're going to mess them up. Take a look, Rashi. Called Mesartel or Betzipoyrin. They'll scratch. They'll wound her over there. You'll make her see. Umaisel the diarrhea. That's Nishkin Mahalach. Ella, what? How did they do it? Ella Sochus Oison B'Shemen Mibefnim. They would put in some sort of a shemen, and then Rashi says Shesichas Shemen Mevi Hadam Im Zmanohu. If it's the time, this shemen—I don't know what shemen they were using there—would bring on the diarrhea. So they would put inside shemen. That would bring on if it was there. They wouldn't go in. They were afraid that they didn't want to hurt them. That's a genug bedika for a girl she gives man until she knows herself how to do it and she takes care of herself. We'll see. Probably not. Yeah. What? What do you mean? No, they do have those. I'm sorry, they do, yeah. 1 second. Yeah, the right place says it. Well, the Muderes Benika needs Bedika. They do need it. Place asks. The Loyigis Malarios is better than all of them. But all the others that can need Bedikas. Imuderes Benika. Place says, till she sees is the biggest Musalekis Domim. The regular Musalekis Domims, Kipshuto, do need Bedikas. That's the bottom place. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Yemen Muberes. Now, Rabbi Yossi said, he had it on a chumra. We have that Muberes Amenika, almost like his dog, Muberes from Hukarubra, Amenika, as soon as the baby's born. You need Sholosh Oynes. You need 90 days on the Muberes and the Amenika. That's what he said in the Mishnah. Those two, you need 90 days also. So, Rabbi Yosi Yoime Muberes Umeniko She'ovru Aleho Gimel Oinois Dayo Shaito. Interesting lashon. The Mishnah said Dayo Shaiton. He's talking about two ladies. The Muberes Umeniko. He started with Muberes Umeniko Dayo Shaito. Back on one. That's like the Gemara. He started with two. He's finishing with one. Posachto Omale Posachto Betrei. He started off talking about two people. Muberes Umeniko V'Siyamto Bechodo. It's like the Gemara. Interesting thing. He's trying to tell us, Dilma Muberes Vihimeniko Koamrit. Talking about the same lady. Muberes, Ameniko, 3 months. But he wants to tell us a Chiddush, you could have it in one lady. Says the Muberes and Ameniko. She was a Muberes, and then she had the baby, she's Ameniko. The other way, she was Ameniko, she got pregnant, talked to me, Hanok. Umil Sagavurchu Kamash, she's talking about Zaita Gechiddush. The Yimei Ibura Oilin Loli Mei Minikusa. Meaning the three, you need 93 months without seeing. You could add them up. Meaning, she was a Muberes, right? So she had 60 days without seeing. Then she had the baby. She's a Menika. She has 30 days without seeing. You can add them up. That's what he's trying to tell me, 90. Or the other way around. She was a Menika. She had 2 months without seeing. She became pregnant. Now she's a Muberes. Okay, kidesanyo yimei ibura olol olamikusa, meaning the ibura could fill up the imikusa. Yimei mikusa olol olamei ibura. Keitzad hifsiko shtayim bimei ibura 2 months by the ibura vachs bimei mikusa. Shtayim bimei mikusa vachs by ibura. Achasu mechz bimei ibura vachs bimei mikusa. Mitzdarves legimel oinos. That's when he said that loshin yochid. He's trying to tell us that you could have the three oinos in one lady who's a muberes hamenika. Meaning, I need 3 months without seeing. It could be 60 days, Muberes, 30 days. I mean, you gotta get how you split it up. I just need a total of 90 days not seeing in any status of Muberes and Menik. So, Frank the Gemara, interesting. Bishlam, Yimei Ibura, Olam, Yimei Menikusa. That could be that the Iba finishes the Inika. It's simple. She was nursing and she got pregnant. So, at the end of the nursing, 60 days, she didn't see. Then she became pregnant. See for 30 days. It's very simple. No problem. Mashkaka saw the Komeniko. She was a Menekes. The Oslo, Umiyam. Then she became pregnant. So, and then you add it up. Very good. How are you going to get it the other way? The other way, you have first the Ibur and then the Yanika. Then she had a baby in between. So she saw Dam when she had the baby. How could you have 90 days straight like that? She had a baby in between. So you don't have 90 days straight. So we have Kama Teruz. I'm interesting Gemara here. Ibur Yisema Belayda Yavishta. The Gemara has, they talk about a lady without any dam. So I don't think it exists such a thing, but a lady without any dam, a lady of Ishta. She's Tomei Tumas Leidah, that she is. But there's no dam. So she had 90 days straight without dam. Ibo Yisema, what we would have said on our own. Dam Nida L'chud, Dam Leidah L'chud. That dam she sees when she has a baby, that's not Netzun, that's not Maduras. I'm telling you, 90 days, she should be clear of Dam Nida. So she had Dam Leidah. She had a bloody nose, it's on the bottom, it's on the dam. That would have been the simplest terms, but you see the Gemara not so happy with it because two other terutsa. Ibo Yisema, Toni Choda, Eino Chanami. You have to change the Braisa. There should only be one case in the Braisa. Yimei Ibura, Oilun Lomei Nikusa. This case, Taka, doesn't work out. It's a shaila here. That's not the machloikis. When an Adam Leido shters, can I call it 90 days without Dam when in the middle there's a Dam Leido? Seems to be a machloikis in the Gemara. So that was the end of the Mishnah. We said that every one of these ladies, except for Lagias Manalios, which we just spent some time on, gets one freebie. Good. The second one, she's always knack. She goes back to the regular system. Oh, Omar Rav, not so sim Akulu. It's going back on all four of them. Shmuel Omar, no. Lo Shon Psula Skena. That's only by Psula Skena. Well, you say she's Mesulekas. Once she sees the second time, it's always Mesulekas. A skena. She saw once, I saw a second time. I see she's not a skena. She's back in business. Avu Muberes Umeniko, Dayon Kol Yemei Ibura, and Dayon Kol Yemei Nikusa. The Siluk Dam of Muberes and Menika is stronger. That's there. You can't make it away. We're going to say she's not Muberes. Come on. Should have said she's not Muberes. The second time, she's not Menika. It didn't come on strong yet. It'll keep going. That Siluk Domim is there, keeping going. Fakir Rashi, they say, it gets stronger and stronger as the time goes on. Which makes sense. I mean, the more she gets into the Ibur, unless something's wrong, the less likely she's going to see. The more the nursing is pumping, again, Lefid Tevaway Chazal's time, and the more the nursing is pumping, the less likely she's going to see. So Fakir, there it never goes back to mess less. V'chein omer pshim ben lokish akulu like Rav. Reb Yechon omer loshonel psulu skena. Muberes manika dayin kol yimei buron, dayin kol yimei menikuson. Kitanoi. This machloik is a machloik is tanoi. Muberes umeniko. So you shayfa his dams like Rashi lav dag. We don't do it shayfa. But muberes and a meniko who saw dam. Uboyos dayin kol yimei buron, dayin kol yimei menikuson. Divir emei. That's like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that Muberes and Meniko never kick back. They're Musalek is Domim, no matter if you can say 50 times, we still consider a Musalek is Domim, is Dain Shaitan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, I'm in Leomer, Dain Shaitan, Elabiri, Rishaino, Abba Bishni, Metam Esles, Mekidah, Bekidah. That's like Rav and Reish Lakish. All four women in the Mishnah have the same dinim. They're Musalek is Domim only the first time. They have a second Riyah. They're not considered Musalek is Domim.